On the map, WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, good Friday evening to all of you, and welcome to On the Map. Tonight, we'll explore Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the world of winter. The city of Grand Rapids is the second largest city in the state of Michigan. It encompasses an area of approximately 45 square miles. Grand Rapids is located in west central Michigan, roughly 30 miles east of Lake Michigan. The Grand River, a major state waterway, runs through the city center. From world-class attractions and outdoor recreation to nationally ranked food and craft beverage scenes, today Grand Rapids, Michigan is filled with unexpected surprises. We'll discover why Grand Rapids is America's best beer city, the nation's craft beverage capital, and a top 20 U.S. foodie city. We'll also talk about the world of winter, which is happening now through March 1st. Kate Leto, Associate Vice President, Experience Grand Rapids, and Bill Kirk, Communications Director at Downtown Grand Rapids, will join us. And let's start with Kate. Good evening, Kate, and welcome back to On the Map.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me back.
And I know you're going to tell me it's so much warmer right now in Grand Rapids than it is in Chicago, right?
Not quite, but we are embracing the winter here.
You know,
we decided, I think, as a destination that we are just going all in on winter. And that's really where World of Winter came from. And it is now the longest and largest winter festival in the United States.
Yeah, I was going to say, not everybody embraces winter, or there might be a one-day ice sculpture thing or whatever. Like, this is a long celebration of winter in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, a couple months long, and it goes until March 1st. So, you know, we do know that winter is long, so the festival is long as well, and it really gives a lot of great opportunity to have tons of different events and lots of time to come out and see all of the really cool large-scale art installations.
Well, let's talk about Grand Rapids in general. It's easy. It's a fun getaway for Chicagoland. Bus, train, plane, or car. How long, if someone's going to drive from Chicago, does it take to get to Grand Rapids, Kate?
Yeah, of course, depends where you're at and all the variables, but I'd say under 3 hours typically is I can get to Chicago. So it is a nice getaway. You know, people in Grand Rapids, we come to Chicago often. I go personally, and we love when Chicago also comes and visits us for a great getaway.
That's the perfect road trip. It's just enough time to kind of, you know, get yourself relaxed on the drive. That's what I do usually when I'm doing that. I decompress and get ready for a little getaway. It's not too far, and it's just far enough away to enjoy time there. But there's the World of Winter that Bill Kirk will talk about after the break, but there are other things going on in and around town, and your attraction pass you offer is really the best place to explore, right, Kate?
Yes, it is. It's a really great deal. So we've added recently 1 day and 3 day passes, so whatever, however long your trip is, you can buy one pass and get into multiple attractions. And what's really nice about downtown Grand Rapids, where most of these attractions are based, is that they're super walkable. I mean, really right in a row, 5 minute walk or less to multiple attractions. So it's super easy to do. Again, we've got the 1 day and the 3 day. We also have different options that we've added. So we now have a senior rate as well as a child rate, because we had gotten some feedback that not everybody wants to pay the adult rate, which makes perfect sense. So we launched that last year, made some changes to the pass, improved it. And we've been seeing really great success with that. It's a really great deal. There's different price ranges, but it's over 50% off if you are going to go to those attractions and pay the rec rate.
Right. And we want to invite listeners to go back. But for those who haven't, this is a great way to explore and kind of plan your trip. Because if you're not familiar with the area, you make it really easy on your website, too.
Yeah. ExperienceJR.com is our site, and we've got all the attraction pass information on there, but also all of the dining, all the things you want to do for a nice getaway. A very robust events calendar, too. That's our most visited area of our website. We've got thousands of events on there, anything from, you know, just a small live musician at a restaurant one night that maybe will enhance your meal, to large scale concert as well. And it's not just music, but just as an example there, tons of events.
So Grand Rapids also has two art museums, a zoo, several performing arts theaters, professional opera, symphony, ballet. Talk a little bit about just the other experiences that you can do around town.
Yeah, we're really lucky to be the size city that we are with the really strong art and culture scene that we have. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about the museums. You mentioned the art museum. We have a great public museum, which is great for all ages, but I love to bring my little kids there. They love seeing all the different artifacts, and there's a huge whale skeleton that hangs over the whole thing that kids just lose their mind over. So that's always fun. We've also got, you know, the Frederick Meyer Gardens Sculpture Park is in Grand Rapids, too, and that's our biggest attraction. So that one is just outside of downtown Grand Rapids, only about a 10-minute drive, maybe 15, depending on the day. So very close by. And they have a lot of really cool stuff year-round, but a lot of really cool stuff coming up this spring that I wanted to mention. So annually, they do a really big exhibit called Butterflies Are Blooming. It's the largest temporary tropical butterfly exhibition in the United States, and that runs all of March and all of April. So lots of great opportunity to see that. That's an add-on to the huge sculpture park that they have there year-round. So lots to see. And then something we're really excited about and kind of a teaser looking ahead into spring for those that are done with winter and want to start planning their warmer weather adventures, the gardens will be hosting Chihuly this year. So that will be the only U.S.-based blown glass Chihuly indoor-outdoor exhibition in the U.S. That starts May 2nd, and that runs all the way until November 1st. So that's a long one as well. A lot of opportunity there.
We'll experience more of Grand Rapids with Kate Leto. ExperienceGR.com is the website.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, Kate Leto, Associate VP of Marketing, Experience Grand Rapids, ExperienceGR.com is joining us. Food and dining are a big deal, too, and your Beer City Brusader Passport is in full swing, isn't it?
It is, yes. We launched that years ago, and it's still very active. So we've got over 40 breweries in the Grand Rapids area, and the Brusader Passport is a really fun way to kind of track your adventure. So you can, it's an actual app in the App Store. You download it, and you can check in along the way as you're enjoying these different breweries. If you check into 8, we have a T-shirt prize, and we've given out over 25,000 T-shirts over the years. It's been very successful. People love getting the T-shirt. But even better is, you know, exploring those breweries. A lot of them are also really great chef-driven kitchens. So sometimes when you think of a brewery, you think, like, order in a pizza or bring your own, or maybe they'll have a food truck. But something unique in Grand Rapids is that the majority of our breweries really are great restaurants that also happen to be a really great brewery. So whether you're drinking beer or not, there's a really cool experience to be had with food at the breweries as well.
Love hearing that. Flights of Flavor, that is a digital pass, but it's not only about drink, it's about food too, right?
Yeah, that one's fun. So that one's a little bit newer than the beer one, but it is all about all types of flights. So we've got everything in there from what you would traditionally think of as like a beer flight, maybe a margarita flight, which is very fun, but something pretty common. But also things like ice cream flights. We've got cupcake flights. We've got all types of different coffee flights, tea flights, taco and marg pairings. So all different types of flights that you could think of. We've pulled them all together from all around the destination and put them in this pass. And some people just love to go see the, you know, get the flights, experience those. They're really insta-worthy and fun. But we also have different prizes that are offered if you do want to do the whole checking in and tracking where you've gone in the past, too.
Very, very cool. Looking ahead a little bit, you know, you also have a brand new 12,000-seat amphitheater being built on the Grand River in downtown Grand Rapids, and that opens in May of this year, and there's a lot of great shows coming up.
Yeah, May is going to be a big month in Grand Rapids. We're really looking forward to it. The Acrisure Amphitheater is what you're referring to, and it is right downtown Grand Rapids, right on the Grand River. So really cool venue, really cool views. It's built. It's being built now. They're working on the inside stuff today, I'm sure. But it is 12,000 seat. We've got some big names, and they just started selling the shows. So a couple, they're still announcing the whole season, but a couple of the first are Lionel Richie, Russell Dickerson, Meghan Trainor, Weird Al. Dave Matthews Band is doing two. That was just announced this week, two nights. John Mellencamp. There's tons of great artists. That's just a few.
Well, very cool. We've been talking about World of Winter, and now we're going to pivot to that. Kate, thank you for joining us on the map. ExperienceGR.com is where you can find everything. Appreciate it, Kate. Thanks again, as always.
Thank you.
All right, now we'll bring in Bill Kirk. The World of Winter is the highlight this January through March. Bill Kirk is the communications director with Downtown Grand Rapids. The website is worldofwintergr.com. Bill, welcome back to On the Map.
Hey, thanks for having me again. It's a pleasure to be talking to you.
You're in the midst of all of it. So for folks who have never been there before, talk about what World of Winter is all about.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of it, just like you said. So World of Winter is a two-month celebration of the winter season here in downtown Grand Rapids. And we basically try to turn downtown into a giant outdoor art gallery and a playground for all ages. So we have art installations all over the place, about 25 large-scale art installations. And over the course of the 2 months, we do over 20 events that are all free to the public. So it's just a way to try to encourage people to come out and come downtown and enjoy our city during the winter months.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about these installations. I mean, this is international works. It's from all over the place. So it's a great opportunity to see some art from around the world.
Absolutely, yeah. So we basically every year after the festival wraps up, we'll put a call out to artists all over the world, all over the country, some right here in Michigan. And we just ask for proposals for different outdoor art installations. So, yeah, you get to see every year some really incredible stuff, some really creative stuff. We have debuted a handful of installations at the festival before. So it's a joy to see this stuff come together. And, yeah, we get stuff from this year. We've got stuff from France and we've got stuff from Portugal and England, as well as some local artists right here in Grand Rapids. So it's a great variety.
It all happens outdoors. And I was talking to Kate about this, too. It's much warmer in Grand Rapids than it is in Chicago right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, no, it's you know, I think we deal with similar stuff. I do think you guys get a little bit harder on the lake there. So
we do.
We've had some cold temps, but as Chicagoans know, we are hardy Midwestern winter people, so we can take it.
That is absolutely true. There's also, talk about the window exhibits. There's like storefronts that become like mini galleries, right?
Yeah, so every year we try to figure out different ways we can partner with businesses and different stakeholders downtown. And one of the things that's grown over the past couple festivals is a window display program that we do. So we grant out some funds to businesses that are interested, and they either will create these installations themselves or work with local artists, but they basically turn their storefront windows into art displays and art installations. So it's a great way to kind of connect the dots between the big installations, and also a great way for people to learn about our local businesses and take a little walk around downtown.
Yeah, and one thing about this too, it's free and open for all. The only cost of the event are food and drinks, which of course you would expect. And one of those things, by the way, is you got a food truck thing happening on Fridays, right?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, all the events are free admission. But yeah, we do have, we generally have food trucks and vendors at every event. So obviously if you want to purchase that stuff, you got to pay for that. But we did introduce this year a new event every Friday. And that is our Friday night food truck. So this is up at this spot called 555 Monroe, which is this giant open event spot on the Grand River next to a skate park. And we just park a bunch of food trucks up there, or a rotating list every week. And there's a couple great art installations up there as well. So, yeah, it's a good way to start out your weekend and grab some food from a local food truck.
Now, I see here you can compete in something called the Human Hungry Hippo Tournament. Talk to folks about what that is all about.
Yeah, this is one of our favorites that we bring back every year, and it's just like it sounds. So this is a brainchild of some event organizers years back, and what we do, we have an ice rink in downtown Grand Rapids called Rosa Park Circle, a public ice rink outside, and we have a Human Hungry Hungry Hippo Tournament. So if you remember that game from when we were kids, basically what it entails is you put a team together, you register for the tournament, and we throw a bunch of balls out onto the ice, just like the game. And then your team, you push your teammates out onto the ice on an inner tube with a rope tied to it. You try to grab as many balls as you can, and you compete against other teams. So
I love it.
It's hilarious. Participating in it is a great time, but watching it is just as much fun, because it is, it's funny to see a bunch of adults out there acting like hungry hippos.
I love it. And at least there's a rope tied to it, so you're not going to be flying across the street. So that's a good thing, too.
Exactly. We got to take some precautions.
Yeah. You also got a lot of live performances and music and dance events, too.
Yes, we do. So we've had our silent disco event, which is always a big hit. It's always fun to see people out dancing for that. And then we try to bring in some new live music every year. This year, we're welcoming a couple DJs underneath one of our really beautiful installations right on the Grand River. The installation is called Somnius, and we're bringing in these DJs. One is Monroe, and one is called Bunchen. and they're from the UK and the Netherlands, respectively. And then another event that we're really excited about, which is a brand new one this year, is a projection drumming event. So right on the side of our downtown arena, the Van Andel Arena, there's a giant brick wall, and this guy, Brett Bolton, is going to come in town. He's a famous projection artist. He's worked at the Sphere. He's worked with giant touring bands, but he's also a percussion artist. So he projects up on the wall of the arena, and then his percussion affects the projection. So it's a very audio, visual, interactive sort of music set. And yeah, it's great. We try to bring in a lot of different variety and a lot of different music, and just, again, give people a reason to get outside and have some fun.
Yeah, there's a couple quick things I want to talk about. You do wellness events, some meditation, some guided walking tours, but there's also plenty to do for kids as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I've got some young kids myself, a couple kids under five, and we've got some great events for them. One coming up is called the Paint the Park event. So this is at that same ice rink I was mentioning, where we get everybody out on the ice and you get to actually paint the ice. And then we put the Zamboni over it, so it turns into like a community art project, and the kids love that one. We've got another event called Circus Wonderland, where we have circus and aerial and acrobatic performers, so the kids love that one. But we try to have something for everybody. You know, we try to make this an all-ages festival, and I can speak from experience bringing my little five-year-old and my three-year-old down there. They love it.
Love it. And you got a pop-up coming up I want to talk about, too, is the Valentine's Day at Rosa Parks Circle. Talk about what's coming up for that.
Yeah, so, you know, Valentine's Day usually falls right in the middle of the festival, so we want to give another little opportunity for people to come out for that. So on the Friday before Valentine's Day, on February 13th, we have a nice little lunch event out at Rosa Parks Circle with a bunch of food trucks, an opportunity to take some pictures. And then we have the next day, on actual Valentine's Day, we have Love on Ice, which is an evening event at Rosa Parks Circle, where we do a giant ice sculpture. There's essentially an outdoor photo booth, so you can bring your significant other down there and enjoy the night. And we have some discounts on the ice skating that night as well. So we try to, you know, we try to keep it, keep the variety going, and give everybody a different thing to do every weekend.
Love it. World of Winter in Grand Rapids, worldofwintergr.com has all the fabulous details. Bill Kirk from downtown Grand Rapids, thank you for your time as always, and we'll see you up there in Grand Rapids.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.